U.S. greater than Indonesian couple gets married in front of deceased father as they did not want him to miss it. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz Indonesian couple gets married in front of deceased father as they did not want him to miss it. News. Na Kor Ming resigns as Deputy Speaker of the Parliament, Azalina Othman takes his place. Indonesian couple gets married in front of deceased father as they did not want him to miss it. Majin Senator suggests introducing sign language as third language in educational institutes. Passing on the torch, Syed Siddiq congratulates one of Spore's youngest MP-elect. Watch, adorable white lion cub rejected by his mother, bonds with zookeeper instead. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Meet Dr. Masliza, first female Malaysian ASSC professor in Oxford University after 924 years. Tun M banned an international media in 1986 for mischievous reports on Malaysia. Here's what happened. People Features Lifestyle. Wob tries, we can't get enough of Myung Rang, the famous Korean premium street snacks. Go for your grocery run in style with these reusable batik face masks. 10 authentic delicacies to try in Cebu, Sarawak, the new Fuzhou. 12 unique roti kanai in Malaysia you must try at least once. SG scientists are trying to harness energy from the shadow realm, for real. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee, Black Lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. We want our parents to be with us during special moments, especially when we graduate, get married or have our first baby. However, some may not have this privilege and it is always sad to see that. Recently an Indonesian couple got married in front of the groom's deceased father to make sure that his soul will not miss this monumental moment. Romadoni Putra Pratama always wanted his father, who is a people's representative in Kota Samarinda, Indonesia, to witness his big day. On the 10th of July, his father was confirmed to have passed away due to a cardiac arrest while playing sports, reported Tribune. 5 hours after his father passed on, Romadoni and his wife made the decision to carry out the solemnization process in front of the corpse. Romadoni says that he did that as a sign of respect to his father who would have wanted to witness the once-in-a-lifetime moment. I was told that my father had already passed away in the hospital and we made the decision to get married in front of his body. Even though it's only his soul, I am confident that my father was still around and able to see me marry my wife. After the whole ceremony was done, Romadoni's father was buried. According to the Kota Samarinda head of religious affairs, Romadoni and his wife had already planned on getting married before the COVID-19 pandemic struck. Due to obvious reasons, it was delayed and they rescheduled to later in the year. However, the date was changed again when Romadoni's father passed. It is also said Romadoni's father was an amazing people's representative. We hope that the deceased will rest in peace after knowing that his son is happily married. And we would like to wish the newlyweds a happy marriage. Also read, Indonesian man mourns the loss of his RM600 worth arowana after his dad ate it for lunch. Source, Antara KL. Source, Detik News. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article. Advertise. Contact terms of service. Privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.